Hello, fabulous people. This is Camille Forte and the Get a Hand Up podcast. Today, I'm going to be giving you a hand up in your SEO for the holidays in a hurry. This one is a very important podcast, so before I jump into the thick of things, did you not hear me making an intro? For the sake of saving time, with me in the studio today is...
Mega Man.
Okay, well, at least I get to skip all the adjectives. He's Mega Man this week.
Wait. My applause.
That okay. Is Michael, a.k.a. Mega Man this week, who is... my savior in tech and the one that helps me not only make this podcast a lot more fun, but getting it to you quickly and efficiently so that you can get things into action right away. And that's what today's podcast is all about. Now, forgive me if I'm a little high strung. It's been a stressful couple days. And the reason I tell you that is because... you might be a little bit stressed after this podcast because I'm going to be telling you some things that you really, really need to know now. Embrace them. Wrap your arms around them. Feel their warm and fuzziness because these are things you need to get into place now. I can't say that enough. Clear your schedule, set aside some time on the weekend, and get this right if you want to get it right for the holidays. So, first things first, let's get a little techie. I want to say that I want to premise this by saying that if you are this podcast, it doesn't matter whether you are an e-commerce merchant, a B2B merchant, whether you sell info products or sneakers, it doesn't matter, okay? The holiday season is your one opportunity in the entire year to reach customers who are outside your target market, and those customers are ready to spend. So take advantage of it, make sure you do it right, and yeah, don't miss out on such an opportunity. So let's start out with some technical things. Schema markup. I'll say that again because some of you may be checking your device to make sure it's on English. Yes, I said schema markup. What is that? It's basically a fancy technical term for specialized SEO. It lives in the coding of the page, you know, your product page, whatever the case may be. And it basically specifies to the search engines, you know, product, sweatshirt, color, black, size, large, price, $25 USD. You get my point. It's just a very specific way to tell the search engines that you have a tangible product for sale. Now, this doesn't only apply to e-commerce. This could also be for a blog. It could be for an article, a movie, you name it, a book. There's schema markup for anything. And go to, if you're not familiar with schema markup, go to schema.org. That's schema.org. It's a very nice little beginner's intro, and they've even got a cute little schema generator there for you that will help you, you know, just you plug in some empty fields and it spits out the code for you to put in the page. It's a fabulous thing. I'm sorry, Mega Man?
Yes, Mega Man.
Yeah, you had your hand raised?
For, you know, for e-commerce sites and for businesses that use WordPress. I just looked this up a few moments ago. For those that want to change your schema to make a more web-savvy and more user-friendly, there are WordPress plugins that do the job a lot better than the schema.org for WordPress sites. Now, if your CMS is WordPress, Joomla, or any other of those CMSs that you run in, it's best to check with your web designer or check with your host to see what platform you're on and use that you know, schema generator, excuse me, the schema generator accordingly.
Or your marketer, I want to add to that, because, you know, in the world of web designers, you have those who say, hey, my job is just to build the house, not to carpet it, decorate it, or anything of the sort. And that's where your marketer has to jump in and say, hey, we need some schema markup, some specialized SEO here because it's a product page or because it's a blog page, an article page. For one of my clients once, I went and retrofitted all of their blogs to have special blog schema markup so that they would be better found in the search engines. And it worked. It, you know, it took time. It's organic SEO, but it worked. Going back to e-commerce merchants for a moment, no matter what it is you're selling, literally, it could be a ferret, folks. It could be, you know, a new set of Binkies for that friend who just had a baby. It could be a special memory foam pillow.
The Nintendo Switch, PlayStation Pro 4.
That's true.
Xbox One X, video games, clothing, anything.
Very hot items this holiday season. The console wars are rearing up, that is for sure. But the point is, you better have a Google Merchant Center. What is a Google Merchant Center? Google Merchant Center is a place where you go and log in with your Gmail address that you use for your business, and you basically set up a list with Google, formatted for Google, that says, hey Google, I'm selling this stuff. And very much like the schema markup, it's all the same criteria. You know, what is the item, item descriptions, hoodie, sweatshirt, fish bait, fishing rod, you know, whatever the case may be, how much, what color, what size, yada, yada, you get my point. But Google, you know, when you search Google for a certain item or a product and you see in the upper right hand of the page, you see a bunch of little boxes with pictures of products for sale. Those all appear because those merchants have set up Google Merchant Center. So no matter what you're selling or where you're selling it, make sure that you have your Google Merchant Center set up online so that Google knows that you're selling these things and to include you in the search results. Moving on. Now, this applies to whether you are selling an 8-week course on how to give webinars, or you're selling special big and tall Air Jordans for men who are strictly size 14 and up. It doesn't matter. People are quick to set up funnels and landing pages for either special promotions, maybe special content, opt-in forms. Don't forget to optimize those for the holidays and make sure that you're keeping your customer perspective in mind when you choose those holiday-specific keywords. So, for example, there are a lot of people who sell some really niche items, and maybe there's not a whole lot of search volume for whatever it is that you sell. So let's say that you come out with something like a list of the 10 best last minute gifts for the busy executive, or best gifts of 2017 for the person who has everything. Make sure that you optimize all of these pages. Don't just dismiss the SEO because you think they're temporary seasonal pages. Yes, they're seasonal. So use seasonal SEO. You know, quit cutting corners there in your marketing. I think Mike's about to put
Mega
in
Man.
Mega Man's about to put in a funny sound effect. Hey, October is National Sarcasm Month. I can be as snippy as I want to be.
You like that the whole year? Doesn't matter?
Well, I'm justified in October.
getting back to the cutting corner Cindy's out there. And yes, I said it, cutting corner Cindy's.
Okay.
When it comes to like optimizing your page.
He makes this stuff up. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
You should see the look I'm giving her. But especially for holidays, use different, and this is something that may be a little controversial, but use, if you're using a holiday campaign, don't be afraid to use in your keywords Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, you know, all the holidays that follow with the holidays. Sometimes, you, especially with older young, you know, older gentlemen and ladies, you know, or grandparents or older aunts and uncles, they may type in best Christmas gift for my nephew, or something like my nephew is looking for this for Christmas. Especially with Google search and Amazon search and with Microsoft search and, you know, Siri, people would just say, hey, my nephew's looking for this for Christmas. And if you're keywords are designed for that, it will help with the search engines.
And again, that's the customer perspective. Remember, like I said, you're reaching customers who are outside your usual target market. And so that may be customers who are a lot older. They know nothing about the quote-unquote PC world that we live in today, where, you know, some people may be offended by naming specific holidays like Christmas or whatever. So make sure it's from the customer perspective. And Mega Man, you raised an excellent point. Don't forget optimizing for voice search. So if someone goes to their Amazon, the Echo Dot, or, you know, one of the other many digital assistants, you know, Cortana, Siri, Google, all of them. I hope I just trolled all your devices. I'm just kidding. But if someone says, hey, Alexa, what are the best gifts, best last minute gifts for a busy executive? You want your content to come up and to come up quickly. And remember, when you're optimizing for voice search, it's not, it's always all about relevance, but when it comes to voice search, it's also about speed. The digital assistants will not pull up any results that don't load quickly because they have to answer you immediately. So that page better be crawlable very, very quickly.
May I interject also? One smart thing to do for the holidays is if you are going to run a promotion, let's say, if you sell shoes and you're going to sell specific shoes from your inventory that are designed just for holiday sale, don't be afraid to make a special landing page and optimize that just for holiday keywords.
Not only that, but A/B test. Make two different landing pages. You know, if you're at the point where you're making special landing pages, A/B test them. And maybe use two different types of holiday specific keywords. You have nothing to lose by doing that. And as is often said, if you are not constantly A/B testing, you're not really marketing. So I want to add to that last point. If it's not obvious already, and you know, as time goes on, we learn that sometimes common sense is not a flower that grows in everyone's garden. Content. Put out content. Because if you're not putting out relevant, valuable, interesting content, don't even waste your time looking at the keywords. You know, or any of the other legwork. You need to be putting out content, and whether it's a gift guide, a top 10 list, an ideas, an infographic, it can be in all different formats or platforms, but get your content out there, because if you have no content, you have nothing to optimize. So another thing, check your competition. You know, see what your competition is doing. You don't need to hire a private investigator to do this. It can be literally as fast as going to the websites. Notice I said websites, plural, for a reason. Guess what? Facebook pages are no longer just profiles on a social platform. Facebook pages, if properly used, can be literally an extension of your website, a complete, robust, lead-generating, sale-generating extension of your digital presence. So, because things on social media, not only is that the shortest distance between any entity and its customers, but it also ranks a lot faster, which I'm going to get back to that. So go to your competition's Facebook page, their Twitter page, because it's almost instantaneous to update information on social media. Whereas on a web page, you might have to call your web guy, your web gal, or have someone in-house be putting something together. It takes a lot more time. Whereas, let's say you're updating a menu, or you're selling gift cards, you're running a special promotion for gift cards at your restaurant, or a special promo for your software package, you can update that on Facebook in 30 seconds to 5 minutes. Whereas on your website might take you 5 hours. So check your competition's social media. Mega Man, anything?
Not yet, actually. The next topic I'm going to touch on.
Oh, he's got something waiting in the wings. All right. UX/UI. It means either user experience or user interface. Now, yes, UX and UI are now part of SEO. You may have heard me say in previous podcasts that SEO is no longer just on-page title tags and descriptions. In my personal opinion, to me, there are three main pillars of SEO. You have your on-site SEO, you've got your content marketing, and you've got your social media. To me, those are the three pillars of SEO. When it comes to your on-page or on-site SEO, your user experience is part of it. Make it a pleasurable experience for people to come to your website, especially if it's their first time there, and make it a positive experience where they can get to what they want easily, quickly, and they can check out without any worry or hassle. And even what you give after the transaction, say someone buys a gift card or they buy something like, hey, I bought you 3 months of online education at lynda.com, for example. Make sure that you offer them a nice little printable, a printout gift card type of thing so that they can put it into a nice little holiday card and give it to someone. Believe me, that these little things go a long way with people, and it's those little things that will have them coming back to you after the holidays for something else. Mega Man.
One advice I would give as a web designer, think of it this way. When you design your user interface for your website, think of it as your grandmother going online for the first time.
Fabulous.
And
point.
Shopping for something for you. You want to keep it simplistic. You want to keep it easy to navigate. This is not 1999 where everything has to be in Flash. This is not 2007 where everything has to have music attached to it. Sometimes the most basic interface that gets the product across, gets the point across, gets the sale across. Keep that in mind.
It is the best interface. And you know what? Pleasantly surprise people. Have a little field in there where you can enter the person's phone number and they get a text message on Christmas morning that says, Camille just bought you 3 months of online education at lynda.com. Click here to activate. Make it easier for that person to look good when they're shopping for the holidays, and they'll appreciate it. It will really go a long way, and it's not rocket science to implement. Trust. Now, you've heard me say this before, because it's not a dead horse by any means. If anything, it's a horse that was just released from the gate, and it's tearing up the track. You know, in short, you've got product A, you've got product B. They're exactly the same. This, you know, product B costs twice as much, but they're the same product. In a nutshell, folks, people are going to pay twice as much for product B if they have trust in the company that's standing behind that product or service. That's the reason I use Lynda.com as an example. They're so well established that, you know, just off the top of my head, that was one of the first things I thought of what would I give someone who has everything? So the trust that you put into, that you allow a person to feel when they're shopping or reviewing your content is critical. Make sure that your return policy is clear, it's simple. Do not put it in 6-point gray font. Make it in nice big letters that's very easy for everyone to see, and make it burden-free. You know, the first rule of marketing is to reduce customer burden. Make sure they know that they can return it and by when, and make all of this stuff, like Mega Man said, make it so that anyone's grandmother could understand this easily. And that's how you're going to see holiday success with trust. Next thing. Next day delivery, delivery charges, delivery promotions. I have seen so much more drama than you would expect over delivery charges. I've actually seen companies, for lack of a better descriptor, tank because they were too cheap to pay the delivery charge to replace a broken product for an unhappy customer who left a negative review. Now, if you pay attention at all to marketing, or you've just listened to my previous podcasts, you know how important reviews are and reputation management. And the one review can deter so much business. Very easily, 8 to 10 purchases can be deterred just because of a bad review. But when it comes to holiday shipping, do I dare use the analogy that's like cigarettes in prison? Free shipping near the holidays is literally like cigarettes.
Could I give a statistic?
Yeah, sure.
Customers are 97% more likely to pay a higher premium for free 2-day to 3-day shipping.
That is so true. Raise your hand, folks. I know you're out there invisibly. Raise your hand if you would sooner pay a few dollars extra for the item cost, but it comes with free shipping. It's one of those basic things of human psychology that marketers are supposed to know. Oh, Mega Man's raising his hand.
Another notation, because I do a lot of shipping, I mean, for people that know me, Camille, personally, my kids are in the West Coast in the San Francisco Bay Area. So something to keep in mind, especially for those that do e-commerce, is to have your shipping finalized dates by December 16th, not the 17th. You want to give UPS and FedEx, as busy as they are, is including USPS, enough time for 3-day ground in case of storms, in case of anything. This way, it doesn't deter any clients from saying, oh my God, my package didn't get there, or in case of some parts of the country that may be snowed, or, you know, whatever the case may be, it gives those carriers enough time to get those packages sometime as late as Christmas Eve to someone's doorstep.
And this is a very black and white issue. There's no gray area here, folks. People, when it comes to holiday shipping, they want things in time, on time. I mean, excuse me. And that's the reason I included the idea of making a gift printable. Because even if it's not going to be shipped in time, give them something printable that... What, Mega Man?
One other thing. Because of theft at people's doorsteps.
Oh, this is a big one.
I forgot to add this, and forgive me, Camille. It's also probably very...
shall be flogged.
Yes. It's best to also, when you have clients that are having something shipped to them, have in an email the tracking number. A lot of times, I've actually looked up this statistic, 8 out of 10 people actually track their packages 2 to 3 times a day to make sure it arrives to their destination, and or make sure that once it arrives that they're there to pick it up to prevent theft. So this is something big that you want to do for e-commerce that are shipping out.
Absolutely. And if you've heard of the Ring doorbell or you have one, then chances are you are someone who is very aware of how common it has become for even your own neighbors to just slip on by when they know you're not home and steal a package. So make sure that not only your shipping dates, but also the tracking, and make sure... Go out of your way here. Now, the reason I mentioned the company that really had a reputation management problem because they didn't want to spend the money on shipping when it came to reviews, the reason I brought that up was because when I was serving that company, helping them out, okay, there was one woman, I remember her very specifically because she sent me a picture of her two boys, her two sons. And, pardon me, the company had something on promotion. It was a toy, and it was currently on a free shipping promotion. And she actually contacted me through Facebook and said she really, really, really wanted to buy two of these items, one for each of her boys, but she wasn't sure if, because the promotion basically was going to end before her payday. And she sent a message saying that she wanted to take advantage of the free shipping, but wasn't sure she would have the money in time. So what did I do? I went to the president of the company, explained the situation, and I was very happy. He actually, to my surprise, says, fine, set aside to give her a coupon code or whatever it is you do and make it possible that she can still get the free shipping after she gets paid. Need I remind you? Customer lifetime value. That woman was so grateful and so happy. She sent user-generated content. That is the digital form of word of mouth when people actually go to the trouble of taking video of their kids playing with your product, writing a positive review. You can't put a price on that. It's literally priceless. And not only that, she's going to come back to that company again and again because she's grateful that a special accommodation was made so that she could get her boys exactly what she wanted to get them and still cash in on a free shipping offer. So, you know, customer lifetime value is critical. Think about it. Now, if you have a strategy to grow it, then sow it. And what I mean is, if you have fertilized the soil of your customer base with email marketing and social media and content and all that, then sow the seeds, eat a little bit of cost on fast delivery charges, and get customer lifetime value instead. If not, better luck next year. Get stuff in place for next year and knock it out of the park. I have saved the best for last, and that is your social media strategy. Rank fast and get more traffic. Why? Well, I mentioned before that things rank a lot more quickly on social media than they do just organically on your website alone. The reason is because Google you know, their algorithms, the artificial intelligence, which I don't think is artificial anymore, but that's just me. We're very, very nice to Alexa and Cortana. Let's just, you know, put that out there. One day they will rule us. But for now, make sure that you put on a social media post with a link, you know, a holiday gift guide for children with special needs. You know, 10 best gift ideas for the busy executive who has everything. You know, best presents for the busy businesswoman. All of these things will not only be very shareable, people are going to share them. They're going to, you know, definitely going to click, especially those last minute shoppers. And it's going to rank a lot more quickly because, again, the search engines know that they can pretty much trust a platform like Facebook simply because of its size. It's global. It's, you know, unimaginably big. And trying to get a smaller website to rank organically can take months, but social media posts come up in search results very quickly. So I'm going to say this because it's that important. I've saved the best for last. Make sure your social media strategy is in place and optimized for holiday content, holiday everything. So that's it. I mean, that's my soapbox. That's my spiel. Pardon me, I'm actually getting a little hoarse. Wouldn't that be great if I got a little horse, like one of those miniature horses? Anyway, you should see the look he's giving me now. So that's it, folks. That's everything that you need to do for the holidays in a hurry. I know it's a lot, and I'm sorry it was so quick, and it was sort of like drinking from a fire hose, but this is some really important stuff, and if you can move fast, you can make it work. If you need help with anything, do not be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to send me a message. I'm on every platform out there, pretty much, for the most part, and I'm a very easy person to find. I would rather you reach out and ask a question than just bomb it. You know, I'm happy to help. So thank you for tuning in. I would very much like to thank Mega Man for always giving some really, really valuable insights and stats. And I want to encourage you to tune in next time. I do have a secondary podcast. It's Bite Size Business. It's on my website. And that's for when you need a little boost and you only have a few minutes to get it. But be sure to tune in next time and visit me online. And have a fabulous, fabulous evening.